today on Real Life Radio.
Because, you know, this is what happens. You give your heart to Christ and Satan, you're now on the radar. Because he lost your soul, but he wants to sterilize you because new believers are so energetic about Jesus. They're awesome. You always want to hang around new believers.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You ever feel like your Christian values are under constant assault? In a world where biblical truth is often labeled hateful or backward, how do we stand firm without becoming combative or isolated? Pastor Jack Hibbs wants to help you find answers with this month's featured resource, When Culture Hates You. It's written by Natasha Crane. And in this straight-talking book, you'll discover how to tackle tough conversations, maintain biblical convictions, and respond to cultural hostility with both grace and truth. Now, think of it as your essential guide for navigating a world that often views faith as the enemy. You'll learn how to speak confidently on issues of morality, identity, and belief without losing sight of God's love, because sometimes the strongest stance is one that balances conviction with compassion. Now, if you're ready to stand strong in an ever-shifting culture, look no further. When Culture Hates You, it's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. One more time, jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Parables of Jesus and a message titled Parable of the Ten Virgins, Part 3. Now, whenever Jesus spoke to the crowds, he often spoke using relatable stories with common everyday themes that the Bible calls parables. And in this parable, Jesus is teaching us how to be ready for his return. You see, we don't know the day or the hour of the return of Jesus, so he's asking us to live with expectancy, to always be ready to give a defense with humility and awe for the hope that we have within us. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that the Holy Spirit gives us discernment about what's going to happen in the future. True believers will sense the need to press on, while failing to endure to the end means you've run out of oil. Now, with his message called Parable of the Ten Virgins, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
This is an amazing couple of verses. Jot this down. I have seen this happen in my life, in your life. I have seen it happen, and it's probably the sweetest when it happens in a new believer's life, a brand new Christian. Listen to this. How can a brand new Christian who doesn't, they don't even know where to find John 3:16 yet. They know. Because, you know, this is what happens. You give your heart to Christ, and Satan, you're now on the radar. Because he lost your soul, but he wants to sterilize you because new believers are so energetic about Jesus. They're awesome. You always want to hang around new believers. Old believers who are crusty. Now, let me, when I say old believers, there's old believers in this church that are, I was with an 87-year-old believer yesterday who goes out witnessing, and this is what she does wherever she's at. She was at the restaurant, she was at the tailor, and she went, the tailor man, she told me, was from India, and she said, you're not from here, are you? Now look, when you're 87 years old, you can start conversations like that. You're not from here, are you? No. Where are you from? India. India. What kind of religion do you hold to there? Hindu. She said, I'm a Christian. And he goes, I know about Christianity. She goes, yeah, well, what do you know about it? She goes, what do you know about it? And he goes, you guys believe in three gods. She goes, no, you're wrong. No, he goes, no, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. She goes, that's one God. That's one God. You don't know what you're talking about. Because she goes, listen, here's what I ask people, every time I talk to people, I ask them this question. Where are you going to go when you die? And they got in a little bit of a talk, and then it was very cute because he went up to her and he said, I have never talked this much about religion in my life. Isn't that sweet? 87-year-old Christian woman who's out there sharing Jesus Christ. That's the old kind of believer I want to be around. But a new believer's like lit up about that. I just met Jesus. Well, listen to this verse. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. 1 John 2:20, but you have an anointing, you ought to circle that, from the Holy One. And you know all things. You know that is all things God will speak to you when you need them. He'll bring up the word of God to you. Verse 21. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. A new believer and an old believer, the Holy Spirit, the Holy One, has this anointing upon the Christian. The Christian discerns situations. The Christian can discern doctrine or when someone's speaking. It is amazing. When you're talking to somebody and they're talking about some spiritual issue or something like that, and you don't know them, and they're doing, well, you know, I want to introduce you to this thing, and you're just going, inside, you look normal on the outside, but inside, it's whoop, 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 all these warnings and bells and whistles are going off. Fraud, false prophet, false teacher, weirdo, I don't know, something's wrong. And I've seen new believers go through this. It's amazing. The Holy Spirit's saying, come here, little kiddo, we're gonna get away from this guy. It's amazing. The Holy Spirit does that. 1 John 2:26. These things I write to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and it is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Boom. Wow. Every Christian filled with the Spirit of God upon them and in them, a real believer, has got this supernatural discernometer when things come into their life. And I believe that's a great argument for you, the real Christian, about not having to worry about running out of oil. The Holy Spirit will make sure that you get your filling. The Holy Spirit will also prepare us and alert us to things that are happening with discernment or things that are about to happen, which is amazing. Words of knowledge and words of prophecy. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, it says, you therefore must endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlists him as a soldier, as a Christian. Listen, church, everybody, we need to make sure that we're not buddying up to this system, this world system. The Bible says we're in a war, and we're like soldiers. And as Paul tells Timothy, don't entangle yourself in the things of this world as you're going off to battle. You ever see soldiers go off to battle with their pinball machine with them? You see them going off to battle with pots and pans tied to their ankles? They don't jump out of an airplane into a war zone with their bowling ball case around their, they don't do that. We need to be very, very alert and very, very sensitive in this day and age. Light touch on this world. I wrote this down for application. Three things. God is telling me, maybe God is telling all of us, and this age in which we're living in. We're living in an amazing time, ladies and gentlemen. The world's coming unhinged. Things are crazy. So what do we do? So I'm thinking this. I need to make sure that I only get involved in things that build up my faith. I say, man, that's legalistic. Well, you can call it whatever you want, but I'm going to heaven. You can call it whatever you want. I don't want to leak any oil. Well, man, I can be ready. I can be ready sleeping with bubbles. I can be ready to meet Jesus doing coke. I can be ready for Jesus, what? No, you can't. You can't live like that. The Spirit of God won't let you live like that. He won't do it. No, man, don't judge me. I'm not judging you. Stand up. I'll hit you with this right here. This is judging you. I'm not judging you. This turns around and judges me. This is the book that says, Jack, walk circumspectly in this life. See, I don't have the right anymore to tell me what I'm gonna do. Hey, Jack, what do you wanna do today? Whatever I wanna do. Okay, let's do it. Listen, Jesus Christ is my Lord now. He tells me what to do. When I get up in the morning, I'm supposed to say, Jesus, what do you want me to do? So I want to be evaluated. I look around the world saying, it's like, man, this is crazy. Lord, what do you want me to do? Jack, I don't want you to get involved in things that doesn't build up your faith. Okay? Number two, do an honest self-evaluation of what I claim to believe. Three, am I willing to yield myself to more and more of what God wants to do in my life? Point number three tonight in our study, verses 11 to 12, the parable of the 10 virgins, heed what you believe. Verse 11 says, afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Can you imagine? Heed what you believe. See, what is it? What is heed? Lay hold of it with your ears. I told you guys this a long time ago, but it comes to my mind again. I can see the picture. How many times? Seven times in the book of Revelation to the churches, Jesus says, let him who has ears to hear, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, right? Seven times. And years ago, maybe you remember this, they were doing all this DNA work and all this stuff, and they took a rat, they took a lab rat, and they genetically engineered a human ear. They grew a human engineer. They implanted the data into the back of the rat, and it turned into like a little bump, and it got bigger and bigger, and it was a perfect, they farmed a perfect human ear on the back of a rat. And you could probably look it up. This is 20, 30 years ago. Perfect human ear. You could cut it off and put it on someone's ear, and that's what they did with it. I don't know. But that rat had the biggest human ear possible, but the rat couldn't hear any better. And if you took that ear, listen, Ross Perot. Anybody remember Ross Perot? Right? That guy had a set of ears. But could he hear any better? Just because you have ears doesn't mean you're hearing. There has to be a will attached to those ears. And that will has got to be a willingness to hear. It's very important.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
So listen to this, Matthew 22:14. Because this comes to my mind. How is it that these very ones who were invited were unknown to the bridegroom? I mean, if I was writing this story, I would say, hey, open up to us. And the bridegroom says, I don't even know who you are. I would have kind of said, who sent you an invitation anyway? I don't even know you guys. What made you think you could come to this party? Isn't that funny? How'd they even get there? Well, Matthew 22:14 says, for many are called, but few are chosen. The word implies the invitation for salvation goes out to everyone. But few are chosen. God in his infinite knowledge knows those who, based upon his foreknowledge, who will accept him. But the invitation goes out to the world. In this case, the answer is the invitation went out to all the people within the realm. Luke 8:18. Listen to this. This is key. Luke 8:18. Therefore, Jesus says, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given. Are you willing to hear him? You're going to get more. And whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken away from him. You're going to lose your ear. If you're willing to listen to Jesus, if you're willing to follow God, your life is going to be blessed with more opportunity and with more faith. If you don't want to hear from him, but you can come in and out of church all night long, all day long. But if you're not willing to hear him, what you have, listen, you're going to slowly drift away into apostasy. You hung out with Christians, but you were never a Christian. Mark 4:24. Then Jesus said to them, take heed what you hear. Notice, take heed how you hear. Mark 4:24, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. There are people in spiritual context that are violating that verse. They're not being careful what they hear. And they are, in the name of Christianity, ruining people's lives. And that's a tragic thing. They're ruining their own life. Matthew 7:13. You guys okay? You're very quiet tonight. Matthew 7:13 says, "Enter in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Do you realize how politically incorrect Jesus' words are right here? Do you realize he's in trouble? The California State Supreme Court would sue him for this. Look at that. Are you looking at that? Wow. Jesus said, it's really narrow, the pathway into heaven. Look, it doesn't mean it's impossible. And it doesn't mean it's your effort that gets you there. You understand that? Don't misread that. Don't think Jesus is saying, all right, here's the deal. If you can run a 100-yard dash under 3 seconds, if you can do 4,000 push-ups in a minute, and then you can come in. It's a really tough gauntlet, but do your best. Is that what he's saying? Here's the narrow way. Jesus did it all. You keep your eyes on him. You trust him completely. You don't go to the left or the right. You follow him. You set your eyes on him, and you go all the way through life with him, with everybody. Look, they're shooting water cannons at you. They're throwing dead cats at you and rotten potatoes, and you just stay focused. You just stay focused. Stay fixed on him. Number four, watch what you believe. Watch with what you believe, I should say. Watch with what you believe. Verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Wow, in which the Son of Man is coming. I love this. Jesus doesn't debate the fact that he's returning. It's not even a question. I love it. Jesus says, I'm coming back. You don't know the day or the hour. That's awesome. Drives us crazy, right, with all these smart devices. Sorry, it's not on here. I don't know why it's not here. I mean, I would have been there if it was on here. You know how wrong these things are. Remember how you used to have a life before you had one of these? My home phone's been broken for 3 days. It's awesome. Verizon, the thing messed up. I don't know what. I didn't care. Oh, we're sorry, your phone's not working. I don't care. 3 days, peace. And then they came out, they didn't fix it. I said, thanks a lot. Think of that for a moment. Jesus says, you don't know the day or the hour. I wish we had time to get into this. Don't think you will not know the times or the seasons. The Bible commands you will know that. Isn't that amazing? The Bible says you will know the times and the seasons of his return. But you won't know the day. I like that. What does that mean? That means as believers, we're going to sense, knowing our Bibles, looking at the world scene, the culture, the church and the condition it's in the world, you're going to start feeling or thinking things like, you know what, something's coming. And it's going to be big. Like what? I don't know. But something's coming. And I just feel like really focusing on the finish line right now. Wow. It's pretty amazing when you hear 13-year-olds talk like that. I've never heard young people talk like that in my life. That's awesome. Okay, so let's push to the end of this, verse 13. For those in and out of the church, there's that 800-pound gorilla that's always in the room, and that's the biblical doctrine regarding the return of Jesus Christ. He is coming back. People want to say, no, he's not. You can yak about it all you want. He says he's coming back. It's undebatable. People will argue about it. They'll argue with each other or they'll argue over it, but he's coming back. Revelation 3:10. We're going to go really quick across the finish line. Here we go. Revelation 3:10. Jesus says, because you have kept my command, listen to this, to persevere. Hang in there. Don't quit. I also will keep you from the hour of trial. What trial? It's the one which shall come upon, what? The whole world. Why? To test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He said, I'm going to spare you from that moment that the wrath of God's going to be revealed on the face of the earth. I'll deliver you from that time. Luke 21:29. We're almost done. Luke 21:29. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer, notice, summer is not a day or an hour. It's a season, is near. So you also, when you see these things happening, the word means beginning to happen, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation, what generation? The generation that sees an event, something's going to happen. We don't know what it is, but something's going to happen that is going to start off a tick of time, a chronology, chronos of time. Something's going to happen. Boom. That when Jesus says, behold, I come quickly, you say, how can that apply? It's been 2,000 years since he said that. That's because that's not what he said. He said, when these things begin to happen, then I'm coming very quickly. It won't be long. So that's why we're supposed to be watching. You must be watching. Something's going to happen. Will you identify it? Will you recognize it when it happens? What will it be? I don't know. Could it be a war? Will it be something in Israel? Will it be some of it? I don't know. Some, and they may have a point, might say it was the birth of the nation Israel. That's it. Could be. I don't know. I don't know. But this I know. I am commanded to be watching. And when I know of this event, the Holy Spirit's going to say, that's it. Get ready. Well, when? What day? What hour? You'll never know that. But the times and the seasons, you're going to know it. So Jack, get ready. Be watching. Man, it pumps me up just thinking about it. He said, well, what if you die of old age thinking like that? Then I will have died ready. Okay? It's a good way to live, you know? But that 800-pound gorilla is Christ is coming back. There's churches that reject the fact that Jesus is coming back. And that big 800-pound gorilla is going to fall on their head. It's amazing. Okay, we're still in Luke 21, though, friends. We are. Verse 33, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing. That's just going out to party. Let's find a party. Drunkenness, the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come upon as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not dwell on the face of the whole earth. Your citizenship is in heaven, and you've been seated in the heavenlies, says the book of Ephesians chapter 1. You don't live here. You are passing through here. This earth's not your home. But the earth dwellers are going to get it. Look at verse 36. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy, that is, faith in Christ, to escape all these things. Wow! You Christians, you just want to escape all the bad stuff. Hallelujah! Jesus said, pray that you escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. It's an awesome declaration. It means that while we're standing before our Savior, the Son of Man, all literal hell is breaking loose on earth. That ain't a bad thing to miss.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Parable of the Ten Virgins, Part 3. You know, by the way, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series that highlights the teachings of Jesus while he was ministering right here on earth, and will continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. And there you'll be guided through what committing to Jesus Christ really means and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. That's the Know God tab at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Well, friends, listen, it's been 2 years here at the Real Life Network, and God has been so good to us. God put it on our hearts to create a network that would be cancel-free, censorship-free, uncompromising, so that we could bring the truth to anyone, anywhere. God has been so good to us these last 2 years, everybody, and we want to thank all of you. So today, we are amazed that over 70 million minutes of biblical worldview truth has been on our programming and viewed by you, the audience, on the Real Life Network. Every piece of our content on the Real Life Network is rooted in God's Word so that it's safe, it's secure. So listen, spread the word with us, will you? Encourage friends and family to join the Real Life Network and that we might grow together this community of believers all around the world.
So if you haven't checked it out already, that's the Real Life Network, streaming the best in Christian and conservative content. Sign up and start streaming today for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.